in Wilson's bloodstained jeans. An arrest warrant was issued. Wilson turned himself into police after he recovered. While he was being strip searched, another balloon full of marijuana fell out of his anus. He's currently in jail on a $110,000 bond and facing several new felony charges, including 4 counts of tampering with a witness because he likes to call his girlfriend from jail where the police listen in and tell her not to cooperate.
Oh, my God. Who puts marijuana in their butt?
Apparently, if you're going to put marijuana in your butt, kids, take it out before you go to the hospital to get operated on.
Yeah.
Good advice. That is all the time we have. Until next time, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big, aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another edition of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. I'm your host. I haven't been here in months, and wow, do things change when you're not paying attention or looking or expecting it. It's sneaky. But we have plenty of rock and roll from the Boston and New England area to play for you today. We have the Daylilies that'll be playing for you live in Studio D later on, so sit back, relax, enjoy. Lots of good stuff. We're going to start off with the Stumbleweeds because their CD is called Evil on Your Mind. And I thought that would be a pretty good way to start. Yeah. So we're going to, you know what? I haven't heard anything off of this record being, you know, because why would I plan? No, we don't want to do too much planning. It's more fun to just kind of wing it. So we're going to do that. A lot of winging. Check out the Stumbleweeds on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.
None, you don't know what you're missing. My love, baby, will always be true. Well, I'm saving my love, baby, just for you. I love you every morning, love you every night. Lordy, lordy, I sure love you right. Stick with you, my love, baby. We'll always be true. Yeah, I'm saving my love,
Yep. There we go. I have successfully messed up another CD player, but that's not your problem. What are we listening to? We just heard The Very with A Little Sugar With Your Arsenic, coming off of their Velvet Rock release. That is our latest release. Before that, we heard The Big Lonesome with Dummy, because, well, I liked the song. It was great, but it wasn't the song I was intending. This is what happens. You sometimes just kind of get distracted. Sometimes, yeah. Before that, we heard Shotgun Waltz with Yankin' This Chain, coming off of Skin Deep. And we started the evening off with The Stumbleweeds with Saving My Love. And that is coming off of their Evil On Your Mind release on Spin Out Records. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. How are you guys doing? How was your weekend? You know, I was so surprised I came out of my house to start coming over here. It had been raining. Because apparently that's all it does now. It just rains. There's very little sun. There's very little. But it was kind of a cool, you know, like outside. The sky was kind of this cool sunset plus dark stormy clouds plus golden light. It was neat. But still, I'm like, really? More rain? This is just great. Just great. Yeah. So we're going to hear a little something. And then we're going to keep on rocking and rolling.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
All right, we're going to continue with some more rock. This is the Cast Irons. Their CD is called The Broken Hearts Club, and we are going to hear all about Tallulah's broken heart.
She sits at the bar every night. She loses a broken heart. Waiting for love to step into the light, till the candle's blown out and the beer sign turns to dawn. Oh, my mind's filled. Oh, my mind is low. Oh,
It's my only friend, my only friend
is Amy. It's getting late. Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No. No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. time. Now we struggle to see past through the grime. Well, if they're wearing a suit, is it really a crime? It's getting harder to your suit when your feet are
Here we are, another Wednesday on the Town with Mikey D. We just heard from Powderhouse, their song, Waited a Long Time. It's coming off of the Spark CD that was released a couple of years ago. It's an EP, actually. I don't want to oversell it, but I am a big fan of the EP. Huge fan, in fact. Prefer them, kind of. That was Powderhouse. Before that, we heard from Eyewitness with Am I the Only One Who Can See Me? Before that was the Silver Mirrors with Can You Feel Me? And we started off, we had Amanda White in there with Where the Hell Is Amy? I've never said those words ever. And we started the set off with the Cast Irons with Tallulah's Broken Heart. And that was a really long set because I was fighting with technology and trying to move things around. And technology might have won this time. But I still got a few more tricks. So I started a discussion about bands that have covered other bands. This discussion actually started last night when we went to see at Atwood's had said they had played a game in the van, you know, play a song and then play a cover of the song and then talk about, you know, the differences and stuff. I'm not going to do that to you. I kind of would like to, but it might, you know, given that it's radio, we really can't have too much of a good conversation. So I'm just going to play a band, and then I'm going to play another band that's covering the first band. How about that? So we're going to start off with the Classic Ruins, because they're the Classic Ruins, and they are out, and they play often, and if you can go check them out, you should. So this is off of one of their earliest releases, Lassie Eats Chicken, and the Peanut Gallery here kind of wants to hear a song that, used to be on the airwaves way back when. Yes. Way back. So, you know, why not? Because that's what college radio is all about, digging up the oldies as well as playing the new and freshest. So we're going to check out the Classic Ruins with their big hit, Labatt's.
An old lumberman up in the northern woods, and he's as big as a tree himself. When he gets thirsty, he reaches for a brew and pulls it down from a refuse shelf. Way up next to his chainsaw and under his orange hat, he keeps Labatt. Well, it's cold up yonder in his log cabin, but he's been keeping warm. He's got about 1,000 six-packs out there, and he don't feel no storm. Way out underneath the northern lights in the domain of the mountain cats, he drinks Labatt. Some people judge the worth of a man by how fast he drinks his beer. In just under 4 or 5 seconds, he makes a six-pack disappear. Well, about once a year, he changes his shirt to take his empties into town. Walks up to the counter in the liquor store and puts $5,200 down. He says, tell my buddies at the brewery to bottle up another vat, a fresh Labatt. We'll be right back. the whipped and lashed my face and cut across me deep. I looked to the horizon and the vision badly seen. She took my hand and whispered, "But you can't ride with me." I heard a thousand sounds all calling your name as you wrapped yourself around me and we rode into the flames. Over mountains, over valleys, screamed the mad roaring winds, and at night the lovers sing their diabolical sins. You're the eye of my tornado and it funnels inside you, and you're always in my dreams when all these wicked things come true. And I got caught in the undertow and drowned into the deep. Your eyes are light with fire as you have to hold me tight. Your lips are parted and shining.